Good afternoon. We're going to get started once I learn how to turn this recorder on, and Aaron speaks right into it where we get a good recording. I'm Stan Formby, one of the presbyters. This is an interesting class that you're going to see presented today. We have a church within our section that has no musicians and this type of thing, and so they use a similar musical presentation like you're going to see today. Aaron, pastor, is the pastor until the last of May.
Yes.
In Meeker, and then he's going to pursue some more of his education. This time he's going to present this music without musicians in your church.
That works.
And as I do in my home church, if I can't pronounce their last name, their name is Smith. This is Aaron Lozinski.
Good enough.
Smith.
Thank you. Okay, if you guys would, go ahead and move up as close as you can get. This is going to be much more of a hands-on thing, probably have you come up and just be around this rather than just a lecture type of deal, because you really need to see the functionality of it. And just the way we're set up is basically the way we are normally set up for our worship services. And we typically use PowerPoint to run through our service, and then we use the iSing Worship app for the music. We have no musicians. We do have a group of the singers that are up there. No, that's all right.
Here. Better so I'll knock it over.
We have a group of singers that they sing, but we don't have any musicians. We used to use videos, like just MP4s we download from Worship House Media, embed those in the PowerPoint. The only problem with those is every time you sing that song, it's exactly the same way the video is.
Yeah.
If you want to have music when somebody goes up to pray, to wrap up worship or to do communion or the offering, you have to use a CD or something else, so you're switching from videos and PowerPoint to a CD player. Too many moving parts. With iSing Worship, it's a completely different deal, and Carmen is the one that actually mentioned it to us a couple years ago. We looked into it and realized we can make this work. And with iSing Worship, you can pre-arrange the song how you want. You can switch choruses and verses. You can eliminate verses you don't like. Some of them have a refrain that repeats, 15 times, and you're in the middle of the song and thinking, I wish they would just get over this. But the video is the way the video is. And you can't change that. With this, you can. You can even change this on the fly. If you're in the middle of it and you want to do that chorus again or that verse again, you can just hit repeat and it'll do it again seamlessly. Nobody will know it wasn't planned to be that way. You can turn the vocals up and down. You can make it so the chords will show on this for a guitar player, but won't show up here. And it's so seamless to go between the two. For us, we always begin with reading a portion of a psalm together, just trying to get the congregation involved, get the scriptures involved. And then whenever we go right into the worship, was not expecting that. Maybe we'll have to use them because these aren't working. So what you can do, just to show you the transition between this, we say we want the music to be in the background while we're reading the psalm. We can play it, and by, I don't know how well you can see it, touching this it'll play and repeat. If I do it a third time, it'll keep repeating. So it'll just keep repeating the intro until we're ready. When they finish the psalm, just click on this and go to the first verse, and it'll go to it. Whenever you get to the last song, or say we're getting ready to go into communion, I can change it to just an instrumental portion that has no words to it. And as they get in and come close to the end of the song, and the music keeps going while I go back to PowerPoint, and then you go into communion, you don't have to switch to a CD, you don't have to go to something else. It just goes right through, all in the same program. And the only thing you have to do to switch back and forth is just click on whichever window you're in, and it moves between the two. The music never stops, because all you're doing is putting the PowerPoint basically in front of this. You're not closing it out. It gives you all the flexibility in the world.
So that doesn't actually play on PowerPoint, it's its own window separate.
Yes. Okay. And then, say you want to go back into it, you just click the next thing you want it to go to, and it'll go to it. And it always gives you a little cue of what's next down at the bottom. And some of the things you can do on this, you can turn the vocals all the way off if you have people that lead the singing. You can just turn them halfway if your vocalist needs something to go, or you can have it all the way up. And it fades it all in and out. It's kind of mistake-proof. So that if, even if you accidentally close the window, it will fade the music out. It's not just an abrupt stop where everybody in the congregation is wondering, oh, I guess that was a mistake. It fades out really nice and smooth. You can also change the volume from here. You can turn the tracks off, so it's just the guitar, and it fades in and out. And then fade it back in, and it adds all the instruments back in.
Yes. Because I knew he was trying to get access to the internet here. Are they downloaded on that, or do you have to have internet? So if you have choppy internet, do you have issues?
Potentially.
Okay.
Unless you have... We'll get to the... Hold on that.
Sure.
Let me finish this talking through some of the things it can do. You can also preset your backgrounds. They have a whole bunch of options you can choose for it, or you can download your own images to it and use those. And from here, if I put the show chords, it'll show the chords on here for your guitar player, but it doesn't show them there. So that you can have somebody leading it from here with those on or with them off. You can change how fast these things come up, like between verse and chorus. You can change the delay time and change that. If you go in and change the background, you know, as soon as you go in and click on it, it just smoothly fades into the next one or whichever one you want. You just tap on it and it'll change it as the thing changes there.
Are they all still images?
Yes. From my understanding, they don't have any motion backgrounds yet that I'm aware of. And so you can change it where it'll just change for that one slide, or you can set it, it'll do, usually it just keeps the same image for the whole song. But you can pre-arrange that, you can change it all on the fly. It's the most functional thing I've seen. They also have, you know, if you know you're going to want that acoustic feel, most of them have different, you know, there's the regular song, but all these things with the plus are usually like soft versions. that can do it. I don't know what just happened with the audio. But the soft versions don't have the other instruments. It's just an acoustic guitar with it. And you can preset that if you're, you know, you're wanting that feel for the final chorus of a song. You can make sure it's that. We lost our connection there. Which answers some of your question about... if you have poor internet... this may not be a good option.
So you're just licensed for the songs? They're not actually downloaded? You're just streaming them?
Sort of. The way that it works is over Apple TV. It's only for Apple stuff for the app. Now, that's a problem for a lot of churches because most churches don't have Apple computers. We don't either. So you have to find a way to make an iPad or an iPhone talk to your PC. There's a program called Air Server. It's $20 for a commercial license for it, a one-time fee. Once you install the program, you turn the program on your PC, and that makes it connect to the Apple TV on your iPad. So for a $20 investment, a free app, and then $2.99 per song, you can have that kind of flexibility. To have steady music from your intro into your singing. When somebody comes up at the end to pray and wrap up your time of worship, you can just go right into an instrumental without changing songs, without moving to a CD. Just way less moving parts, way more functionality, and it's just cheap. I mean, when we were getting videos off of Worship House Media, they're, you know, $14.99 or $9.99 a piece. This song, they're $2.99 for every song. And they have a good variety of traditional hymns, of contemporary stuff. They have Christmas music. And they're always open to suggestions. And the most amount of suggestions, you know, per song, they make that song next. The words always come up with that, the right portion of the song. You never have to worry about the words coming up too late, or your sound guy sending the wrong words up, or not changing it quick enough. It's all connected with it for very inexpensive, really. So, any questions about the functionality or other features of it, the way that it works?
If you can connect the Apple product directly to your presentation system, then you don't need the program you talked about on your PC.
Right. If you're already running your stuff on a Mac, then yeah, it just would connect via Apple TV.
Will it connect through an actual Apple iTV box?
It should.
So that's another option.
Yeah, because all I do to connect it on here is, you know, just go into the settings and click on the Apple TV thing, and Think Orange is the name of our laptop. And it automatically sends the, when you're doing it, you know, it's still, like, you can see the difference between here that has all the stuff on the side. It's projecting to it. It's not just mirroring. It knows that it needs to send it just that piece. And the same with, you show the chords, they show on here but not there. That sort of a deal. What was your question? The internet connection?
Yeah, whether you had to have that or if it's downloaded.
Yes, you do. If you're connecting it to a PC, you will need it because the Air Server and this talk over the Wi-Fi network. If you have a Mac or an Apple TV box, then you don't need it. You just need something that this can pick up the Apple TV to broadcast to.
So the songs are downloaded to the hard drive?
The songs are on your iPad.
Yes.
Or whatever, you know, iPhone, iSomething.
So the songs themselves are not being streamed to your
No,
iPad.
They're just being played on here. Okay. Yeah, they're on it. They're downloaded.
So
they're
the
there.
Internet's just to make that.
The internet is just
there.
Making them talk. If you have Mac stuff, you have no connection issues.
And again, aren't there
Aren't there hardwire connections you can come out of an iPad to a projector?
I don't think so. Not and share it with the interchangeable functionality from PowerPoint or something else. Because then it just, I've tried to find any type of connection, and I could not find a wired connection from an iPad to a PC.
Yeah, no, I don't mean
to display, right?
I don't mean to a PC, I mean directly to the projector itself. Isn't there some out, like a dongle or something, that can go out of your iPad to an HDMI connection?
So specifically to a projector, there is...
I haven't found anything that I'm aware of.
I know there's a way to, there's a cord that you can get that'll go from that to simply a projector, but it won't do anything else other than just go to the projector.
But if you're doing that and you still want to run PowerPoint or Easy Worship or something else, unless you can quickly switch between inputs on your projector, that's going to be a lot of moving parts.
Well, can you run PowerPoint on the Apple product?
Probably, but I think if you're doing that, you may have a little more of a clunky transition when you're, because as soon as I back out of here to go to a different app, that's going to show on your screen while you're switching to something else. You know, they're going to see that kind of movement, where for here, if we're doing this and I just want to switch to the PowerPoint,
gotcha,
they don't see anything but that as we move from one to the other.
I just think people that are all Apple that are using this must have some way to do that. I wouldn't think they would design the program so that it would always be clunky for Apple products to switch between that and other things, but I'm not an Apple guy, so I don't know.
Right. Me neither. And realistically, most churches in our situation that don't have bands are usually smaller churches that don't have a lot of money,
right,
which means they probably don't have Apple stuff. That is typically the case.
Have you had any experience on what your range is between that and, say, your PC?
I want to say I've tried moving all the way to the front of the auditorium. We meet in a high school auditorium, and so it's, I don't know, quite a bit further than this room, but I can go all the way to the back, and I haven't had any issues. So if you have, you know, your sound person is in the booth, all your connections are in the back of the church, and your guitar player's up on the stage, they can have this on an iPad stand, and it should be fine. And I don't know what the distance is. I wish I could give a good estimate. It's at least twice the length of this. So, you know, maybe 100 feet.
It's just a Wi-Fi connection?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's
yeah. Sometimes we run into issues where, with the way the school is set up and their different connection points, from the back of the auditorium where the sound booth is to the front, sometimes it tries to hop on a closer connection, and so while it's switching, you might get a little bit of a staticky point, which every now and then we have that, but it's rare and not a, it doesn't just drop, it just sounds kind of staticky, like a wire was loose, and then it's normal. I mean, it's just a split second thing. But I mean, it's really a very simple thing. Okay, good question. So, here, I'll just skip this right to the last one. Some of them are smoother than others. Most of them, it's a nice smooth. The other one's kind of starting as this one's finally wrapping up. Sometimes there is sort of a hard break where it stops in a second or two before the next one starts. But it's still unbelievably smoother than one video stopping and then the next video starting. Just playing around with it. And honestly, it's very, very intuitive.
Okay.
It's not, you don't have to like go through the back door to get to this piece and you'd never remember how that worked. It's a very simple, very straightforward, intuitive sort of thing. More than likely, that's better than what you have going now.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been doing this for maybe a year and a half now, maybe close to 2 years, and this unbelievable change to the feel of the service, and so much more simple for the guy in the sound booth trying to, you know, not having to go to the CD player is huge. You just completely eliminate that piece.
So the sound guy, essentially all he has to take care of is the PowerPoint and switching back and forth between those screens. Whoever's leading worship is the one that is the one organizing all of this and, you know, changing, okay, I want to hear that intro again. That's whoever's leading.
Correct. Now, the way we do it, we have the iPad in the sound booth and our sound guy does it because he knows, hey, we want music as soon as we start reading the psalm, loop that intro until we do communion every Sunday. So when, and we have people come forward to get the bread and cup and go back to their seats. So as soon as the last song starts, he loops the intro while somebody comes up and explains, we're doing communion, we welcome visitors as long as you're a believer. This is a time for examination. The singers leave the stage. And then as soon as the ushers are there, people start coming up, he gets the words going again and then switches it to an instrumental at the end while somebody comes up to read the words of institution. And we actually partake, and it's just very seamless as far as the music goes. And anytime they want, they said if there's an issue where I went up too early, they can just turn the vocals down. And it's that smooth, that seamless. And even if there's a mistake, it's not, probably not noticeable to the people in the congregation at all.
Aaron, do you build a schedule of songs ahead of time?
Yes. You can build your, you can go in and build your song the way you want it. Say there's a certain verse you've never liked and you're never going to use it. You can just build the song without it. And you can build the songs however you want and then put them in an event and label it with the date and have, you know, you could have a month, 2 months ahead of time laid out and then just go play that event and it's all queued up and ready to go. And then if still, if you're in the middle of it during worship and you can just repeat that verse, do that chorus again. If you're in the middle of it and you think, oh man, that third verse really just isn't going to fit with the way things are going right now, just have your sound person or your leader, they can just skip it. I mean, it's extremely versatile, functional, the way you can rearrange it and do whatever. And even when you just stop it, it fades out very smoothly. Yes?
So you can adjust keys for every song?
Yes, you can change the key on it. You only get vocals with the original key. So if you do want to change the key, you won't get vocals with it. But if you're changing a key, it's probably because you have somebody leading the singing. And so you won't need, the words will still be there, but you just won't have vocals with it. But yeah, you can change the key on all of them too. Other questions? Any other questions?
Right on
this, and here in a minute I'll just let you guys come up and play with this thing and come look at it. But you just click on the songs And you can go through. These are all the songs. I think these are all the ones we have downloaded. And then you go to the store. I'm not logged in on it.
But you log in and then you...
You just log in and there's a whole list. I mean, it really looks just like this other deal did right here. And it'll just tell you if you have that song or not. And you just push the $2.99 button and it purchases it, buys it, and then it downloads it and you have it. But you really just scroll through the songs. Oh, we've been wanting to sing that one. Download it. Now you've got it. Yes?
Do you have it in other languages?
Not that I'm aware of. It's possible, but I don't know.
You showed the screen where you could do chords, presumably for a guitar player.
Yes.
Is it made so that you could have multiple screens, like the guitar player's over here looking at the chord, but somebody else is over actually controlling it? Understand my question?
I do, and that's a great question. I don't know if you would do that. But I would imagine if you have a guitar player and a piano player, this probably wouldn't be something you would want to look at. Because if you have a full band that can play...
Well, no, I'm thinking if you've got the person making the decision about the song over here, but then you've got your guitar player over there
who's
working on
yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you could, and I don't know a whole lot about Apple stuff, if you could screen share to multiple devices at the same time, because I would imagine anywhere it's broadcasting to, it's going to give you this piece rather than this. But I'm not overly familiar with Apple stuff at all, but we had to find a way to make it talk to a PC, and we were able to do that. But I don't know if it could do multiples.
Have you heard them talking about making it something other than Apple-oriented?
I don't know. I haven't recently looked into that, but I would sure love it if they would. Yes?
We bought, here a couple of years ago, we bought a whole bunch of songs from iSing. I went out on the internet and Googled it, and we bought a whole bunch, and then we downloaded it all into our Easy Worship. Has anybody ever talked about doing that? I can't even tell you how I did it.
No, but we used to do the same thing, those iWorship videos. But again, you don't have the functionality with it. You get it the way the video is, and that's it.
Right.
And you can't keep the music going when the song ends.
Right.
And that's how we were. We did that for probably 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
With the videos, and I'm telling you, this is unbelievably...
Well, it's a lot easier once you get it hooked up with your Apple.
And on top of just being easier, it gives you that smooth transitions within your service.
Yeah,
that,
absolutely.
I mean, just clunky transitions in the service are just, you know, you're cringing, you know, when there's that abrupt, and then the next thing starts, you're just in the front going, I hope there's no visitors today. Kind of a thing. Other questions?
So you just use a credit card number
for
the charges?
Mm-hmm. And the Air Server program is going to be separate. You know, you have to buy that and install it on your computer, and then you have to have an iTunes account on an Apple device. For instance, our church does not have its own iPad. This is the lady that leads our singing. Which she doesn't actually even sing. She just coordinates all the music and she works with the singers to make sure they are on the same page as the songs and whatnot. But this is, she wanted to get a tablet anyway, so she got an iPad. And if she's not available, you know, anybody with an iPhone or an anything can download the app for free, log in with, if you have a church login for the iTunes. And so, you know, if any of you have an iPhone, I could log in with our church account, download all of our songs to your phone, and play it from there.
Black Friday is the time to get an iPad. You can get an iPad mini for about $199 on Black Friday if you watch your sales.
Yeah. And if your church has the money to do it, great. If they don't, I can almost guarantee you somebody in your congregation has an iPad or an iPhone that they would let your church use for Sunday mornings.
Will it work on Apple like Macs?
I don't know how Apple stuff works. If all the apps are downloadable to their computers, I don't know. But if it is, I would imagine just go to the App Store, download the iSing app, and go with it.
But do they like, I'm just looking at, I just went into Play Store. Do they sell like packages of songs in, like there's iSing 4, 5, 6, 11, Christmas, whatever?
Those are not affiliated with iSing Worship. In the Play Store? Well, those, I think those are preset videos. Those aren't the same types of things like these that you can rearrange within the app.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's a different deal. Those are all preset. And some of those they do have with like motion backgrounds and things, but they're just like the other videos you get from Worship House Media. They're fixed. Where all the stuff through the app is what gives you the functionality and the ability to adjust on the fly and whatnot.
So really, the only thing, if you already have a computer and a projector, or TVs, the only thing you need to make sure, the only thing you'll need to add to it to do this, is the iSing Worship app and the Air Server app.
Yes.
Okay.
So for $19.99 for the Air Server app, plus $2.99 a song. So say you do four songs on a Sunday, that's $12. So 20 and 12 for $32, you can be ready to go for your first service.
And you keep them forever, right?
Once you buy them, you have them. And if you're, say your worship team people have iPhones or something, you could just give them the church login. They can download all of the stuff. And this is a good instance. You notice I wasn't logged in with the church account when I went to go to the store. So even though we logged in with the church account, downloaded all the songs, logged out, and she logged back in with her own personal stuff, you can still play the songs you've downloaded through the other account. So then your worship team can go home, the leader sends out a list of the songs for the week, and they can go through and practice them.
Oh, okay. Have you noticed how often they're adding new songs?
I couldn't put a number to it, but rather frequently.
Okay.
They're continuously doing new songs. And again, on their website, they do have a website. I don't know the name of it. If you Google iSing Worship, you'll find their website. They ask you to please send in suggestions for new songs. And I don't know if they have a threshold. Once it gets 1,000 suggestions, they make it. Or just once a month they look and whichever one has the most, they make it. But they're continuously doing both new contemporary songs and new traditional hymns. And even some of them, they'll have, you know, Amazing Grace, the traditional hymn version, and they'll have Amazing Grace, the new version, like the My Chains Are Gone thing. They've got an excellent variety for multiple styles of churches. Already in Meeker, I've shown it to a couple pastors, and one started doing it like the next week, and another one is working towards it. But that's two churches running it in Meeker and one trying to get there. And the other guy, it's a Reformed Presbyterian church that during a pastoral transition, they lost all of their musicians. The pastor's wife was the piano player, and that was all they had. And so his first couple Sundays were very rough off of CD worship. And I showed him this. By the next Sunday, he had a projector installed, and they were doing it. And instantly noticed the difference. Instantly. What was your question?
I was wondering, like, how often do you hear of a new song or feel like, this is on my heart, and you're not able to find that song? Is that rare?
I don't know, because I don't pick the songs.
Okay.
Every now and then, our song leader will email me a list of songs she likes, and I will go through and look at them, and I pre-approve everything. But once I've pre-approved a song, it's in the repertoire, and she can pick whatever she wants for any given Sunday. Just I want to make sure they're theologically solid. And another thing connected with that, which is kind of off your question, but all of these were purposefully made for congregational singing. So they are in congregational friendly ranges and vocal leads. They are and probably 95% male vocals. I think I've only heard one, maybe two songs that are a female lead. So they're not this high range that your people can't sing with. They are made for churches like ours. But so I don't know. I don't know how frequently she looks at stuff. Just every now and then she sends me 5 to 10 songs, and I'll say yay or nay on however many of them and go from there. Any other questions? So if you want, you guys can come on up and play around with this thing, look at it, get a feel for it. I think that's the best way for you to decide if you really want to do that or not.
Now yeah. Compatible with Windows, Mac OS, and iOS devices.
There you go.
Oh,
so I don't know what the connection would be. And honestly, Pastor Formby mentioned, I'm leaving at the end of May, so I'm not interested in looking to see how it works either. Just to be very upfront, that's not going to be my decision. And I think the church is, has a person coming right about the time I'm leaving, just a new family moving to town, that the husband is a capable worship leader, that they'll probably be moving into that anyway, which is great for them. I wish he would have come a few years ago, but this is where we're at. So if you guys would like, you can come take a look at it and play with it, and I can answer any questions that you have during that. So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It'll be here. Thank you.
Everything's counterintuitive to me because I can't get it to this point. I've tried.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. Because I have it up. In fact, you know what?